simple thoughts on where people live. Mickey Glantz, Boulder, Colorado. We are all familiar with our local climate, so sometimes we find it hard to envision living elsewhere or to conceive of the consequences of our climate changing appreciably. That's a quote by Bill Burrows. The following six thoughts relate to the comment by Bill Burrows. Number one, although people might fear the extreme future climate changes suggested by scientists, many don't think twice about choosing to move from areas with one type of climate to areas with other types of climate. Two, they either learn to live with or to accept the new climate regime and its specific extremes in the place where they have chosen to live. Three, this means that many people who choose to migrate from cold climates to tropical ones or from rural areas to cities are, in fact, choosing to live under totally different climate conditions. They face different types of climate-related hazards. Four, they may have had to move to a new climate because of their job or for reasons of health and welfare as a result of a climate, water, or weather-related extreme. Five, they may have been forced to change their livelihoods temporarily or permanently because of the negative impacts of a natural hazard like a prolonged drought, recurrent flooding, or an especially devastating cyclone. Six, being forced to migrate from one's homeland produces psychological impacts very different to those that would be experienced if the migration had been undertaken voluntarily. Move it, move it.